You're listening to The Back Burner on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's just disgusting.
And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning in right now on your car, in your car, or on your car if you're one of those old school people. Or online on CITR.ca. Thank you. You're listening to The Backburner Show. We are a relationship advice show, and we double as an advice show. You can call us in at any time during the show. I said a relationship advice twice, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
You can call us in anytime during the show, and we'll stop what we're doing, and we'll answer your questions. Or if you have any relevant information towards the topic of this show, call us in and let us know. What's the number, Isaac?
604-822-2487. You can call in now at 604-822-2487.
Make sure that number is saved in your phone right now.
Yeah, just keep it.
Just keep it. Keep it on the
Thursday.
Beep, beep. Keep it on the down low. All right, the topic. We had some great ideas right off the bat before the show today for topics.
Right off the bat
right
here.
Right off the bat. And one of them was, Sean?
Wait, what was the one? Is it the V-card one? Is it the...
All of them. I want you to get... But before we do that, let's actually do some introductions. Who are we all? Yeah. Who are you?
Isaac.
I'm Teo.
I'm Brenna.
I'm Aiden. How's it going, Ethan, by the way, out there?
Roman, over here.
My name is Sean.
Kalev.
He's a king.
Kalev, king, baby!
He's a king.
Oh, okay. So, Sean, where were you? You're giving us all of the themes for today's show.
So, I don't know if I can list off all of them. I have a shot
start,
memory.
Start with one.
Start with one. Let's start with one.
What story did we gonna
pick
tell?
Your... favorite
oh
theme.
No okay well how about we just start oh yeah okay the worst advice because we are a dating advice show.
Oh that's a great one.
Yeah. What is the worst advice that anyone has received? Worst dating advice
or
I can get
advice.
It started. I did Boy Scouts in grade 7
and okay hello
hi.
How are you?
Is this the radio show?
You are on live on CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Yeah, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Trisha.
Trisha. Okay, so...
Hello, Trisha Paytas.
Trisha, how can we help you? Do you have something you need help with in terms
or
of your relationship?
Or do you have awful advice?
Yeah, I do. I'm looking for if you're with somebody who's... international or just going away, like how do you move forward in a relationship that kind of has like a ticking time bomb on it?
Anyone want to start off with this? Y'all hear what she said?
No.
Okay, so she said if someone is going away, say internationally, how do you move on? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So how do you move on when someone's moving away that you were with?
I want to hear more about your situation. What's going on? Your partner's leaving? You're leaving? What's going on?
My partner's leaving.
It's a hard one. Trisha, right?
Yes.
Trisha, it's a hard one. I've gone through this as well. My partner, one of my partners, left to go to Los Angeles, and we were really into each other, and we had known she was going to leave, so it made it a little easier because we'd pre-planned the breakup at the end of the period of dating time. But it didn't make it any easier when it happened. It's a lot of people that I know that are in long-distance relationships tend to distance themselves prior to the person leaving to make it easier for themselves and the other person.
I disagree.
Oh, whoa. Sean.
I think life is very short in the grand scheme. Like, it's long, but it's also short, and you're only young kind of once. So why not kind of make the most out of it, especially if you guys really get along right now and don't necessarily think about the fact that you're splitting. You might have a little bit of a heartbreak later, but like, why would you not do something for that period of time just because, you know, something might happen? Because, like, you know, something could happen whenever. Just because you know that there's an end time to it doesn't mean that you should treat it any differently than, because there could be an end time to anyone's relationship. Like, for all you know, the person you're dating could get hit by a bus.
Jesus Christ, John.
No, I mean, it's true. I mean, it's true. I mean, I'm not wrong. I mean, they could.
Why are you booing him? He's right.
Yeah, don't boo me. I'm right. So I don't know. I don't know why you would break off something that's good, something that you like are enjoying. Mm. You know, you never know what's going to happen in the future. You could go maybe be visiting that place that they live, or they could be coming back, and you could meet up, link up again, and kind of go from there. So that's my advice.
I would say, to be honest with you, my most important relationship was a long-distance relationship, and she lived in New York. And definitely what everyone is saying here, you got to just cherish the moment. That's probably the most important thing. And I know it's really difficult to focus on the moment when you're thinking about if they're leaving tomorrow or they just got here today. But, yeah, seriously, you just got to focus on what you have right now. Don't take what is for granted in front of you, you know? And as someone who did distance for a while and went to New York 3 times to visit that person, it's not worth it.
Wow.
It's not worth doing distance.
We got a mixed
it's
bag.
It's worth it for the person that I was with, absolutely. But in terms of the concept of doing distance itself, it's just too much, especially at this age. I'm guessing you're in your 20s?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so I think at this age, for sure, it's very unlikely that most of us are emotionally mature enough to be able to handle that kind of distance. It's very interesting. One time, I don't think anyone in this room knows about this. One time when I was going to visit that girl in New York, I bumped into this couple. I sat beside them on the plane. They've been a long-distance couple for like a decade.
Wow. Heck.
And they had 2 twins. Super cute twins.
Two kids that are twins. Two twins and
Just, no. One pair. Not important, but one pair of twins, right? So it was weird because I talked to the mom for like the whole flight about long distance. And I was going to visit my girlfriend at the time. And she said,
what advice did she give you?
She said there was a period of time where they had to be completely separate. And then after seeing some other people, they came back together. And you can't really predict those things. But again, she just said, yeah, you got to just focus on like what you have right now. And if it's the right person, then they'll come back to you. But it was a very strange feeling bumping into a couple that had done long distance and has now been together for 10 or 15 years.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's a fair point. I mean, at the end of the day, FaceTime and Skype can only get you so far.
Yeah.
And you can only do so much through those avenues of knowing each other. So I'd say unless you're really committed to the flight time or to that cosmopolitan lifestyle, I'd say it's something you really have to be committed to.
Do what feels right.
I have a question for you, Trisha. Do you really like this person?
Right now, I do. I just don't know.
Do you feel like you can see a relationship with them in the future? Pretend that they're never going long distance. Could you foresee a long-term relationship that you want to be happy in with this person?
Yes.
Then I think that that answers the question. If you really think that this person can be or is a really big part of your life and that make you happy, then I think it's worth putting the effort in to keep it going. And, you know, people change, and so maybe you're down the line and you realize it's not for you. Then there's always that option too.
I just want to hear what can we just listen to Trish for like what do you feel so far? Just so we don't cut you off. What are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I think this is really eye opening because I was really nervous about whether I was gonna do long distance or not. But I think this has been like really helpful and eye opening.
Yeah, you should spend as much time with this person as possible. You should, you know, be there when they go away. You know, you should cry with them about leaving, you know. You should connect with them as much as you can because, you know, if you have a connection with somebody, that's special, and that's not easy to find.
And I will say, Trisha, for me, I did try to do long distance with a person because I felt very strongly about them, and I would encourage you to do the same. But as soon as you get to a point where you have any doubts or you have any kind of conditions on what your relationship is, that's when you stop. And that's the mistake I made, is you cut it when they're having doubts. And I think if you really, honestly, if you really love someone, then you can wait until you see that person again before you see any other person.
Every old person I've talked to, they regret the things that they didn't do. They never regret the things that they did do. So just, you know, do your thing, do what feels good. If you're hurt, that's life. Like, we have ups and downs, but those downs make the ups so worth it. And, you know, I think you're going to regret, you know, kind of siphoning it off rather than feeling the love until the end, you know?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your advice. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling in, Trisha. We love to have callers like you call us in and listen. So I don't know if you've listened to our show before, Trisha. Usually when we have a caller call us in, we have a guitar in the studio and we play a completely improvised song based off of your question and the advice we gave you. But unfortunately, we haven't got a guitar today.
I wish we could get Eric to freestyle.
So oh my goodness. We do have a really good rapper next door in a studio. We might have to ask him later on to come in and do a rap song for you. But I apologize.
That's all good.
Do you have anything else you need help with right now?
Or any other questions?
No, I think that was just the main one.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad we can help you out. And please stay on the line. Or not stay on the line, but please keep listening because we have a bunch of other cool themes. And if you want to chime in with any relevant experience, we'd love to hear.
We might get a caller, and what we say to them could help you too.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Keep us updated. Thanks.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
That was awesome.
She was so nice.
That was Trisha calling us about relationship advice, how to deal with long-term relationships going into one. It's a hard question.
Long distance sucks.
Long distance... Yeah.
It's really bad.
It has its ups and downs.
Mostly downs.
Anyone else been in a long-distance relationship? I'm just curious if you want to talk about it.
Three out of seven?
Mine just kind of has just ended up jumping.
Oh, we got another caller.
Oh, here we go.
Forget about Roman.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Okay. No, wait. They're gone.
Bum, bum.
I think they're going to call back, though.
Oh, okay.
We just had a call.
Go ahead, Roman. Continue your story.
Call back.
I was just going to say, like, it's... Like my relationship is... We actually just hit our second year anniversary.
Wow.
A couple days ago. But like, we've kind of jumped... We've had a couple short instances of, like, long-distance relationships. We had basically, like, two summers worth. And keeping it, like, with those short bumps, I think it really... really depends on communication and how you like kind of keep it up, honestly. They're really like it's something about, like, if you trust the person, like if you trust like the like people to be with you still when you're way out of town, I mean, it's enough trust that's already enough trust to like keep that person or to be in a relationship with that person. But if you don't communicate and you just kind of start losing track of each other, that's when you start to have that dissonance and it just starts to fester, and it's just never a good thing.
I'm curious, like, if you were to go into a long distance relationship, would any of you be comfortable with having it like as an open relationship? What do we think about this?
Well, I can tell you that my experience about this, because that's what I did, and it wasn't my idea. I didn't want that. And to be super honest, like, that was really hurtful to me, because I just felt like I'm willing to wait to see you every couple months. I don't care about seeing anyone else in that way. But to me, and I know this wasn't her reason, but this is how it made me feel. It's like, I'm not enough for you in that way. And you can't wait for me, but I can wait for you. And I think there's kind of two scenarios with this. There's one where you can do it, and there's one where you can't. If you actually already, like, gone through the honeymoon phase and you've, like, fallen for that person, it doesn't make sense to do it. But I think if you're still in this phase where you don't really know how you feel about this person 100%, and they're in a different place but you're with them, then it's easier to do that. But for me, personally, even though I tried it, because that's how strong I did feel about her, it didn't feel good to me. It hurts.
Cool. We're going to put that on the back burner.
That was some lame-ass shit.
Thank you for sharing, Isaac. Oh,
okay, now
we got a caller.
Okay. Okay.
Caller, stay on the line.
Caller. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi. I'm looking for some advice. Is this the right?
Yeah.
Yes. You're on CITR. 101.9 FM.
Welcome.
Nice. Thank you. Okay, I have a question.
Wait, have you called before?
I know who this is.
I've never called before. No.
Okay. A little suspicious.
Why?
I don't know. He sounds so familiar.
He sounds like Alex from a couple episodes ago, but it's not.
It's not Alex, right?
I wish it was.
What's your name?
It's a secret.
No,
it's not Alex.
What do you mean?
My name is not Alex.
Okay, but what's your name?
No, caller. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Aiden. I appreciate it.
Go ahead, anonymous caller. We're here for you.
what do you need help
with? Just let him speak.
Okay. So what do you do when your ex wins the breakup? Like, when they obviously are doing better and you're like, yikes.
Oh, God.
Oh, you mean long distance doing better, like in the long run.
No, I think he means like...
I'm saying they're doing better in the breakup. Like,
they look like they're doing better right now.
I don't know.
Like
everyone goes at their own pace, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Stop looking at that person's feeds and shit. Don't track what they're doing. Because they're just posting the fakest, most, you know, gentrified shit of what their life is. Really, they're probably crying every night as much as you are.
Jesus. Well, this is true.
True.
You can take one of two routes, okay? You can block them on social media. You can be like, I don't give a fuck about this person. I'm done. I'm pursuing my own life. Or you can go get a haircut. You can go buy some new clothes.
Dye your hair blonde.
Like, dye your hair.
Bleach your hair.
Split it at the middle. And
get
be
a
like,
nose
look,
piercing.
Okay, I'm gonna go portray myself on social media. I'm doing so good. Fake it till you make it. Display that false sense of confidence when you're really crying inside. Until eventually you're like, you know what? Shit, I don't even remember what it was like when we were together. I won this breakup. False confidence. Pretend everything is okay.
Let the man speak.
Sorry, I'm just trying to check in. So you're like telling me that whoever can pretend better wins? Is that the approach?
I don't like that. Okay, can we just say, here's the thing. Everyone goes at their own pace when they're coming after any trauma. I would argue that in some cases, relationship breakup is a trauma. I would say everyone, you know, they process things differently. You're living your life. You're reconnecting with your friends. You're figuring out the joy of being single. Does it really matter if it looks like they're doing better? And even if they are doing better, does it really affect you on your day-to-day when you're recovering? You know, the biggest, I think, blocking the person is the number one. You got to get them off those feeds. Connect with them after a year. I mean, you have the feeling still, right? Like, either they were a good friend, but that you just weren't compatible. But I don't think it's healthy to keep them on the lines.
Hey, and there's no winners or losers in love. Like, it's just not how it works, you know? You can't like
we
make it
all be winners.
Yeah, you're a winner right now. You're on the radio. Like, what are they doing? You know?
They bought
some avocado toast. Like, it doesn't matter what they're doing, you know. You do your thing because
what
I mean
you doing?
You're doing great right now, you know. We're here for you.
Thank you so much. I feel like now I feel like a winner. Not that there's no winners, but if there was.
Yeah, like relationships aren't games. There's no winners. There's no losers. There's no sum tally. At the end of the day, if you didn't work out, you didn't work out. And, you know, your life isn't a game either.
Yeah.
You know, you got to live every day. And there is no winners and losers. You can't compare yourself to other people in general.
That's really helpful. Thank you.
I think if you can look at the relationship and what you got from it and how it helped you grow, then that's the best thing you can do. And if you can acknowledge that with yourself and the other person can't, then I would say you are a quote-unquote winner.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did we answer your questions?
I think you answered that so well. Thank you so much.
What's your name?
My name is Not Alex.
Okay, thanks, Not Alex, for calling.
Thank you for calling Anonymous Caller. We really appreciate
Not Alex.
We really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Thanks.
And you know what? You know what? Alex, is that your preferred name?
It's Not Alex.
Anonymous Caller, we love you.
We do love you.
We love you.
And on that note, we're going to hang up on you and never talk to you again.
We do. We love you, Anonymous Caller. We love you.
We love you.
He's gone.
He's good.
Okay. You want to play this song?
We're gonna play a little song for you. We're gonna take a little tiny break, but we'll be right back with more stuff on the back burner. We haven't even touched up on our themes yet.
When we come back,
stay on the line. Oh,
oh my god!
we'll answer this call,
okay.
And then we're gonna play a song.
Another one. Hello. Hello.
Sorry.
Hi. What's up?
Not much. How about you?
Good. We're all in the studio here. We're having a great time.
We're here to help you. What is your name?
What is your name?
Not Alex.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Not Alex, too.
Not everyone's going to say that.
Well, Not Alex. What can we do for you?
Do you only take relationship questions?
No, we take relationship questions and
everything.
Just say whatever you want.
Math questions, as long as it's not long-form algebra or division.
I can't do long division.
I can't do differential calculus.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Do you think that dreams are like exclusively dictated by your subconscious?
Okay.
Wait, do you mean like, are you asking, so let me rephrase this, are you asking, are there implications,
like, he's very capable of answering this question,
are there connections to your real life, are you wondering, like, between your dreams?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, if I have a recurring dream, is that what I want in real life?
The
stone is, you want to tell us what this dream is?
Yeah.
Well, let's have some dream talk.
My brother throwing up all over my friends.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, is that a good dream to you?
Smoking some primo
shit.
You're
saying this is what you want. Is this a good dream?
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
Is there more context, or is it just he throws up and you wake up?
Just in super slow motion for 8 hours.
Like, is he drinking or something like that?
No.
He didn't.
Well, I think before we start, what do you think it means?
Well, I have a fear of throwing up, so maybe, I don't know.
You're scared of throwing up?
Okay, so
yeah,
how...
I'm afraid of my brother.
When was the last time you had this dream? How often does it happen? How long has it been going on? How frequent is it? Is this every night?
No, it happened like 3 times last week, and then a couple times before that.
Wow. So, at least 5 times.
Yeah.
I think you should go out into a very comfortable space with some good friends. Take some mushrooms and work through it.
You don't think you
cross
substances.
As long as it's legal.
I mean...
Or not.
I think that dreams play a really active role in your mental kind of structure on how you break down your day. And you find links in the weird places and your brain connects random things. Subconsciously, I don't think there's any. I mean, I'm one. I think I'm spiritual, but I don't think that dreams connect to how you should make decisions or reality.
Right.
So, the dream, although odd and recurring, which is a little. The people in the studio are asking what the dream is. Can you want to repeat
no,
the
dream? Throwing up her. Her brother throws up on her friends and. Like a horoscope, I think dreams, you can extract the things that you
exactly
want.
That's
out
what
of
you
them.
Want.
So do you want your brother to throw up on your friends? Then great. Then manifest that in your life. But, you know, if not, then maybe just, you know, move on.
Okay, I just want to say, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of throwing up. Everybody does it. Even your brother. And,
Kim Jong-un doesn't.
And maybe that's the message of your dream, is that, you know, throwing up can happen to your family. And what it means is that, you know, they're like sick and they need to get it out. And that's okay. And we all do it. And, you know, it's just, you know, maybe confronting this will help you get past that.
Unless throwing up is a metaphor for something deeper.
Oh.
Yes.
Like what?
Maybe he's going to do something really embarrassing in front of your friends.
Are you embarrassed of your family?
Your brother, is he embarrassing?
Is he embarrassing to you?
Let's get deep here, folks. Let's get deep.
If anything, I'd say the other way around.
So your brother's embarrassed by you.
Oh, no.
You're scared that your family is hiding a dark secret that they're going to let out onto all your friends and people you care about and ruin your life?
Oh, maybe. But, yeah.
I think we've made real progress here today.
I'm happy this is our... If you want therapy, maybe don't call... Well, you can call if you need therapy, I guess. Yeah.
There's even a psych student in this room right
now. No, there isn't.
Yeah.
Well, not Alex. who sounds like a Sarah.
So on that note, we were going to take a break, right? I just want to shout out to my little sister who's listening. She's very drunk right now because she probably failed a math midterm. So hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. Woo! Good luck.
Woo! Good luck. Woo! First year.
But you know what, not Alex? I think we've made great progress here today. And you know what? We love you.
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 We wish you luck.
We're going to play a little song for you, and particularly just for you. It's by Winona Oak. It's called Let Me Know. And I hope you all enjoy this, everyone who's listening. And stay on the line, or stay on the show. I keep saying stay on the line. Stay on the show. We'll be right back at
The Back Burner. I don't know how to begin. Never thought that I would let you in. But you're the one I choose.
this morning with a bad hangover, and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time, it's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't, for the life of me, remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it, so I called up the place where the party was, they hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, cause for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time. So I told them if it pops up to let me know. I called a few people who were at the party, but they were no help either. I was starting to get desperate. I really don't like being without my penis for too long. It makes me feel like less of a man, and I really hate having to sit down every time I take a leak. After a few hours of searching the house and calling everyone I could think of, I was starting to get very depressed, so I went to the Kiev and ate breakfast. Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used books and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was selling it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted 22 bucks, but I talked him down to 17. I took it home, washed it off, and put it back on. I was happy again, complete. People sometimes tell me I should get it permanently attached, but I don't know. Even though sometimes it's a pain in the ass, I like having a detachable penis.
You're listening to the Backburner Show on CITR 101.9 FM. We are a relationship advice show, and we double up as an advice show where you can call in at any time during the show, and all seven of us will try to answer your questions, your advice, your comments, your chiming in, the concerns. And our number is, Isaac?
They already know
our number. We're getting a call right now.
That's so fast. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's up? What's your name?
I'm CatLady666, and my question is: do the socks stay on or off during?
Off.
Wow.
Off. No. Sorry. On. Oh. On.
Wait, sometimes it's too awkward to take them off.
Hold on. Wait, listen.
Great question.
If you're going to leave the socks on, you leave it to the Amish. If you're here, you got to keep them off.
Okay, but sometimes you don't get the chance to take them off. Yo. Sometimes you can't. No. Sometimes you just can't reach for them.
It's not gay if the socks are on.
That's okay. It's weird, and you both acknowledge that it's weird, but sometimes it doesn't happen. That's fine.
Man, it's weird.
He's trying to talk.
I got to say, this is something I feel was so strong about.
You're hogging the mic. Wait.
You're saying on?
On.
Fucking
idiot.
Hear me out. Get him off the mic.
I think feet are gross. And so for me, I'd rather have their socks on than their like sweaty feet on me. Does that make sense? At least in my mind. I know socks are dirty
you're
too.
You're literally sticking something in an orifice and you're worried about like feet.
In what position are feet getting on you?
Okay.
Like cuddling afterwards.
An immediate pull.
Hey.
An immediate pull. Okay, hands up if it's no socks.
How many? Okay, for those of you not in the studio,
one, two, three, four,
there's six.
Five.
That's
everyone.
Everybody except for me just put their hand up.
All right, and the caller, what do you say?
Oh my God! It needs to be taken off. Like
God, yes, I know exactly.
Fuck you, Tim.
What prompted you to make this call? Like, do you have a sock sex story you want
to
share?
Off their sock.
Yeah, random caller, CatLady60. What was it?
666.
666. Oh, that's. Ooh. Do you have a sock story that you'd like to share with us?
no.
That's a lie.
Doesn't want to share. Doesn't want to share.
There's a story behind every laugh.
This is a safe space.
Yeah.
It's definitely not the host on CBC.
Love you, Sean.
Okay.
Well, either way, I think socks should be kept on. Everyone else thinks they should be kept off.
Do you like it when they're kept on?
I actually don't like it when they take them off.
You don't like a girl's feet.
I read that
all.
If you keep your socks on, you're more likely to have an orgasm.
That's true. Wait a minute. If I'm on this radio station, I'll fully admit socks
Brenna,
off.
Brenna, you
if
have
I
to back
was
that
on
up.
The coast on CBC, I would maybe think up. About keeping socks on, I'll be honest.
I think it's
just,
seasonal.
I mean, that's very specific. Obviously, it's a very specific reference, but I mean, it just sprung to mind now, but that would be the only place I think I would freely admit it.
It's almost like you're alluding our guest has been on the CBC.
I would never allude to such.
No, okay. I think it's seasonal. It's like a pumpkin spice latte. When it's cold outside, you know, you got to get those leg warmers. You got to get the socks on. You got to be wearing a scarf so they can, you know, yeah. And then in the summertime, you know, everything's off. You know, it's free game. You get some sunscreen. Yeah.
Hold on. I have a story. One of my buddies, he lost his virginity. And this is important. This is his story.
Congratulations.
This is a while ago. He literally, so it was, they're in the car, they're about to get frisky, and he in like she's about to take her socks off. And I swear to you, he heard the same fucking rumor about it, how it gives you like it gives you a better orgasm. And he insisted that she keeps the socks on.
That's
and
weird.
And it was a debate. It was like this is how he told it to us. Like it was a debate for like 5 minutes. And I can tell you for sure that she did not enjoy it.
Okay. The science. Wait, so are you telling women like? You gotta get those on right now.
No, okay. I don't tell them. I just when we're taking this clothes off, I just stop at the socks. I just don't touch the socks.
Socks like aren't a fun part to take off. You're not like, oh yes, I'm gonna take their socks off. It's gonna be hot.
Pinch your legs.
Okay, the reason the pseudoscience behind socks making you orgasm faster is because your body temperature is still warm and you can regulate warm and you need to be warm. To have an orgasm?
No.
And if you're, dude. Yeah, your whole body warms up.
We are currently on a university campus. I think we should stick to science only.
I think so. Some socks are cute. Some aren't.
If you have reindeer socks, it's Christmas time. Those are staying on.
If you're wearing those Costco Puma socks, I don't want them on.
My only socks.
Make me feel special.
That's discrimination. That's classist.
Socks, you're not making me feel special. I'm sorry.
Next caller.
thanks for calling.
Did we answer your question?
Of course. I think so. Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like we've just solidified the socks off.
I don't think we have.
Yeah. I think we'll put this on the back burner.
This is going on the back burner. Back burner.
Thanks
for calling in and stay tuned in.
Thank you.
Okay, so those of you,
I think they know the. How do they know?
Those
the
of
number?
You tuning in right now, you're listening to the Back Burner Show on CITR 101.9 FM. We are a dating advice, sex.
No, we're just an advice line.
We're an advice show.
We're an advice show.
We've converted ourselves into just an advice line, and the number to call at any time during the show is
604-822-2487.
That's 604-822-2487. That's the number to call.
How many? Four today?
I don't know, Dad.
I can't.
We've had four people.
So the theme, we haven't even touched a theme on our show.
Oh
we're
my.
Getting cold. We're getting cold. Like, we got another caller. We're going to save these themes for next show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
I was just saying hi.
You're just saying hi.
No questions.
You don't have a question?
It's B.
Oh, hi, B. It's one of our in studio guests, girlfriend. He's calling in. Hi, B.
Swing me the mic.
Hi. I wanted you guys to know I listened.
B, well, socks on or socks off?
Yeah, socks on, socks off.
Yeah, okay. Socks on or socks off, B?
Wait, during sex?
Yes.
Off.
Or a firm handshake.
Off. Fucking off. Like, unreal, dude. See, she gets it. She gets it.
Work. Honestly, and I hate to put him on the spot, but I don't know. I know that Roman does, and I feel like because he doesn't like socks, I just don't.
Oh. I don't think we've ever talked about this, though.
Well, what a great place now. To start.
You definitely have, because you've been like, take your socks off.
Yeah.
What Fair a fantastic enough. Form to open.
It gets warm down there, I guess. Okay, never mind. I need to go.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling in, B.
Thanks for calling in.
Goodbye. Our topic for Sean. What's our topic, please?
Okay, she gone.
Okay, so our topic. So our topic is basically really bad advice that you've received, and that could be at any stage of your life. Brenna, you're moving the mic towards yourself. Do you have any?
Yeah. So basically, my first year bio prof, last day of class. He was like, guys, like, it's okay. It's okay to fail. Like, it's fine to fail. I failed in marriages. And he, like, gave us some of it. He was like, it's okay. Like, you just have to be open. And sometimes it's okay to admit when you fuck up, which is good advice. And he just, like, went on to talk about his failed marriage. And we were like, bro, like, we're all first years. We're terrified of you. We don't know what's happening right now. And he would always, like, he would bring. So he was in his second marriage. I'm sorry if you're listening. I don't think he is. But he would, like, bring empty Sephora boxes to class and be like, look what the fuck my wife just ordered. Do you know how demasculating this is to bring this from the post office to our house? And we're like, dude, why did you bring this to class? Like, we don't understand.
It's definitely like it's an energy.
It was an energy. It was big. And we were all like, we don't know what's happening. The advice was just like, he was just giving us shitty relationship advice. He was like, guys, like, it's going to fail, but that's okay.
Jesus.
And you're like, okay, maybe just, like, work on your marriage.
What subject was this?
Bio.
I mean, human bio. Maybe related. Human bio. I want to tell you. So, being in Boy Scouts, I have to say, we...
Boy Scouts again.
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't know if we talked about it. We haven't talked about it yet.
Oh, we didn't even get
no, we. That's. I'm just telling the story from before the show. So, Boy Scouts. We were all in tents. We were all young. We had no idea what the fuck was going on. And this guy is just like, you can pee inside if you want to. Like, if you need to pee during the dirty, what? You just, like... And I've seen, like, wow, this is, like, really profound. I never knew this. And it took me 3 or 4 years to be like, oh, that's really, really fucked up. And just, like, it was... There was a plethora of really bad advice shared in the tents. But that one was probably the worst. Period.
Wow.
I mean, going to a Catholic school, I feel like this is just breeding ground for these types of stories. But I remember sitting in my, it's grade 10, sitting in my uniform in religious and sex education and having a teacher vehemently tell us at the top of their lungs that if we even tried to have sexual intercourse, not in the traditional method, but in a secondary method, in that general area, in the butt would be a crass way to say it. But nonetheless conveys the point.
Absolutely.
So this is what was told to me in the most sincere way, which I appreciate the sincerity, but at the same time, it's a blatant lie.
What's
pretty
the
much.
Advice?
Sorry, the advice is if you do choose to have sex in that way, you can get pregnant almost all the time.
All right. I cannot believe.
Bum baby.
Which was something that I had to figure out, you know, by myself. Man, was technically not true.
If my girlfriend had called like two minutes later, she literally teaches sex ed to kids. Like, she could have set you all straight in 2 seconds. Like.
Thank her for her service. I remember our grade eight religion teacher. She was crazy. She'd always like, this one girl walked into class once with short shorts, and she was like, "You are a garden instrument. You're a hoe." And I was like, girl, we're 14. God. And then she told us all that if we wore short shorts in public and sat down on public seats, public transit, movie theaters, toilet seats, we'd all get crabs.
Oh, no. What the fuck?
And she was like,
dude.
You will get pubic lice if you wear short shorts
in
public.
That's like a South Park episode.
Hey guys, taken back to like, you're 13 or something, and you remember like sex ed and stuff.
Do you remember those diagrams of robots having sex?
I didn't have any sex ed.
Anyone else remember? It's just Jess me. I've heard someone else in a different part of the world say this has happened to them, where they show diagrams of intercourse with robots and they have like spring penises. And
I've never had sex ed class. I was raised in an oppressive
fascist
Islamic country.
And if Taya's parents are listening, we love your listeners.
So no one got the robots.
No one got the robots. That's kind of weird.
I had a 70-year-old woman, Miss Rosen. She loved teaching sex ed. It was grade 8. But she did give some good advice. Like, she did say, like, if you have sex with a lot of people, it can be emotional. Like, you tend to dissociate sex from, like, the actual relationship.
There.
Yeah, and I think it's, like, it wasn't bad advice. It's true.
No, I'm not trying.
So, yeah, I don't know. But she was, it was very interesting hearing, like, sex ed from, like, a 70-year-old woman. She loved to read. She loved to talk about sex.
Erotica?
Sex ed. No, she would, like, she wouldn't be...
Yeah, you don't know that. She probably did.
She just loved making us uncomfortable. Like, she'd say orgasm and stuff like that, and all the grade 8s were like, ah! And, you know, like...
Sean
was in back. Yes! Sex puzzy, baby! No, I'm just kidding.
That's the goal, though, isn't it? Like, to make it so that, like, eventually down the line... That isn't like a holy shit moment for kids when they're in eighth grade. Like, I feel like that should be the goal.
But I feel like, yeah, when you have kids, you should just like not raise them in a way that like you're overly like out there with, like, and they're getting uncomfortable. Yeah. But like, just be sex positive, like, as they're growing up, so that they don't see it as something so taboo.
Like, it's not like by saying that you're saying go fuck. It's just like, guys.
Yeah,
you
like
need to know this. Like,
when did your your parents tell you what sex was, and how old were you?
I remember
and
clearly.
What was the vibe? Like?
I remember clearly. I was driving to my Catholic elementary school, and I'd listened to like 7 years of nonsense, and I turned to my dad. I was like, "What is the deal here?" And he's like, "Well, listen, don't tell your mother I told you this, but," and then he told me, and I was like, "Okay, fair enough, makes sense. Thank you, Dad." And then I never had to
wait,
listen
so
to
how old
were
you?
There.
How old were you, dude?
Ridiculous. How old was I? I was probably 10 or 11 years old. Yeah, it saved me a lot of thinking down the road.
Okay, this is something that I probably should have seen coming earlier, but my mom and I listened to a lot of public radio when I was younger, and so I was always listening to the radio, I was always listening to controversial shit, and my mom, I'd be like, what does that mean? So she'd be like, someone just got massacred. I'd be like, what does that mean? She'd be like, there it is. So yeah, she was like very like trying to be really blatant and open about it, and then it just like didn't translate very well all the time. But I remember she has a story where I was like 6, and I was like, "Mom, how do lesbians have sex?" And she was like, "What? I don't know."
Wow.
She's like, "How do you know that? How do you know those words?" And I was like, "I don't know. I was listening to like the radio. They said it on the radio." And she was like, "I guess it would just be really hard." I was like, "Yeah." I'm sorry that it's hard for them. That makes me sad.
Is it?
No, it's not.
I've heard some things, honestly.
So, we have 10 minutes.
It's hard to come.
We have 10 minutes left.
I'm gonna say 6 because I'm scared of that guy.
Yeah. Okay. We have 8 minutes left.
No, like we're leaving at 11:55.
We have 5 minutes left on the show.
Yeah, we want one more caller.
We want one more caller. So if you're listening to the show right now, it's an we're an advice show. Please call us. The number is 604-822-2.
Wait,
guys,
hey,
guys,
hey,
guys.
Hey.
604-822-2487.
That's a 7.
Call us in. Ask us for some advice. You want to chime in? What's the worst sex advice or advice you've been ever given in your life, unironically?
Didn't someone have one more?
I just had an addition to Sean's about it's okay to pee in a girl. I almost
Let's be very clear. It's not. It's
no,
not
that's,
okay.
That's the advice. That's the advice he was getting. The bad advice he was giving. He doesn't believe that.
Okay.
Okay. Teo, go ahead.
During my first time, I was reaching the point of happiness.
Just say the word, man.
Of climax, and I'm just teasing the word, teasing y'all. Yeah. Anyway, reaching the point of climax and. I pulled out and I peed. And then I cut this, not on her. I pulled away and I quickly jumped off the bed and I peed a little bit on my floor.
That's one does, right?
I was wearing. Like a peed in the condom, it shot the condom off.
Oh my god!
And then I cut the stream quickly and I was like, oh,
you heard it here first, folks. Projectile condoms.
Projectile condoms kill people.
What? Well, maybe.
Choking hazard.
I think we've all done regrettable things when we're just first kind of starting off.
It was a mistake. It was a genuine mistake. It's not like I planned it. It was like, oh, and then it just happened. And I cut it, and I was like, okay, we're done. And then I went to the bathroom. She didn't notice. Thank God.
How?
Because I had jumped off the bed, and like, and she was still like. I'm in a position of unpaying attention.
I'm just imagining like a water balloon or something like that, like with the end untied, and it's just like sipping around the room. Like,
yeah. So definitely do call if you have a second. We definitely want to hear what you have to say. But any closing thoughts from this discussion?
Please don't pee inside your partner ever.
Unless they ask for it.
You're gonna send your kids to a religious institution. Give them external advice.
2487.
Yeah. Is someone calling?
I think we're gonna have a caller.
Is it one of your Tinder people?
It's not one of my Tinder.
So just now that the show is over, my dad is actually listening. So it's kind of just weird. Like, my little sister texts me and she's like, "Is Dad still like?" Listening, because this is going to be really awkward.
No, this is a very liberal show.
Sex positive. We're just talking.
Hi, Sean's dad.
Love you, Dad.
Hi, Sean's dad. Oh, call.
Last caller.
Hello, caller.
Who is this?
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, my name is Max.
Hi, Max. What's the worst advice you've ever been given?
What's the worst advice I've been given or I've given?
You've been given.
Either. I want to hear. You, please.
I got this advice from my older brother, which then I passed on to my younger sister. So I think it applies to both.
Okay.
So this was, for context, this was a week after I had just bought Skyrim.
Those were the days. Thank you
for the context, Max.
I played Skyrim. And I was a little lonely 11-year-old boy, not loving. And then I walked in on my brother having sex with his girlfriend.
and then he gave me some advice right then and there?
Which was traumatizing. So then the next day, he comes to me and he talks about it. He's like, Max, do you know what you saw? I'm like, I was freaking out. But then, like, an hour later, I'm like, how do you get women? And he looked at me and he said, if you like a girl, you spit on her.
Oh my God. Okay, we want to comment on this, but we do have another caller in, so thank you so
Max,
much for sharing.
Great story. Next one. Call.
Sometimes, if you really love someone and they want you to spit on them, then you should spit on them. And
don't yak someone's yum.
Okay.
Sorry, Max.
Thank you, Max.
Another caller calling in. Stay on the line, caller.
Okay. We love you.
Okay, bye bye. Hello. Oh, they dropped it. Oh my God.
No, call back, whoever you were.
Whoever you were, call back really quickly. And Max, we're sorry for cutting your thing quick. That is some awful advice. That is some spit on her. That is awful.
Dude, he passed it down.
That's like, you passed the advice down.
Speaking of that advice,
to your younger sister.
My girlfriend Lex has a story where she told her little brother that nipples are actually short for Nepopolis. And he had to ask his mother about it to find out the truth a few years later.
Is the plural Nepopolis?
Okay. Last call.
Call.
Nepopolis.
Call. Hello.
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, this is Debris.
Okay, Debris, what's your... that's
you
your
hesitated,
name.
Makes me hesitate.
What's your question, Debris?
Or what's the worst advice you've been given?
Question, though.
Either or.
Sorry?
Either what's the worst sex advice you've been given, or what kind of advice do you have questions for us?
Or say what you got. Just say what you need.
Wow, I really didn't think this through.
It's okay.
Thank you for
so
calling.
So our theme was worst sex advice we've ever been given by anyone or just relationship advice. And one of them was you spit on the girl to show you like her. One of them was it's okay to pee in the girl. And another one was...
Nepopolis.
Nipples are short for Nepopolis.
For plural.
What do you think about those things?
Or just advice, like maybe life, I don't know, you're stressed right now.
Do you have
What's
any
up?
Dating advice questions?
Let her talk.
Let her, yeah. Okay, what do you have to say?
What do I say to a guy who's like, wants to talk to me, but then doesn't respond to any of my texts?
Bye. Before we answer the question, I want to let you know we're going to have to cut it off quickly because we're running out of time. But how do we do it?
Just say bye. I mean, you need someone that gives you the attention that you need.
He's definitely on his phone.
That's right. Fuck these hoes.
Do you think that he's playing hard to get?
I have no idea.
Anyone that plays, okay, let's face it. Anyone who's playing hard to get isn't the right person for you.
Yeah, exactly. Teach him a lesson, fam.
Not worth it.
Because then if you're replying and you're giving him what he wants, he gets like a power complex. Okay, we have to go.
We're
sorry to cut you short.
We're
going
to have to leave, and we're sorry to cut you short. Our show is ended. Thank you all tuning in and listening to The Back Burner.
And we love you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Good night.